coal scoop, let's see.
That's a smaller thing, just a few pieces of coal would fit in a scoop.
Yeah, not as big as a pail, a little larger maybe.
It's a coal bucket. You have some dirt in the front yard, you want to take it around the backyard, you'd probably shovel it into your...
wheelbarrow.
And you want to sharpen your scythe or your knife, you'd probably sharpen it on a...
whetstone.
Or if you want to sharpen your axe, you'd probably sharpen it on a...
grindstone. I wanted to do it, let somebody else do it.
Exactly why that should be. Okay, and if you have an axle that's squeaking quite a bit, you say, I guess I'd better the axle.
Grease it.
And if you got that stuff all over your hands, you say, my hands are kind of...
greasy.
The automobile, you've got to put gasoline in it, and sometimes you've got to put a quart of
oil.
Would you repeat that, please?
Oil.
And before they had electric lamps, they used to put something in the lamps. They called that
kerosene or coal oil. Mostly kerosene, though.
And before they made some improvements on automobile tires, they used to have something inside the tire called an inner...
inner tire? Inner tube.
And you want to go fishing, you better not go in a canoe, you'll probably go in a...
rowboat.
And before, if you want to get the boat from the land into the water, you say, I'm going to have to... the boat. You know, we're doing the same thing to rockets now at Cape Canaveral. They're going to a rocket to set it off.
Boost it?
Or
launch it.
Okay. Now I'm going to skip those next two temporarily, as you'll see. These things are things you pick up in conversation, and they're kind of hard to elicit. I go back over the tape and see if generally find that I have them somewhere in the interview. If I hand you some pencils and then ask you for them, you'd hand them to me and say, here, pencils. You're giving me my pencils back. You say, here.
Here are your pencils.
And you pick up a baby and jostle him a little bit, and the mother gets worried and says, oh, don't worry, I hurt him.
I won't hurt him.
And you tell somebody something and you're not sure that you're right. And you make the statement and say, well, I am right. I am right. Something equivalent to, isn't that so? I'm right.
Let me say, Father knows best.
Father knows best. In other words, you're not sure whether you're right or not. You're asking the person if you're right.
Well, I think I'm right.
Or I am right.
I'm sure I'm right. I don't know just what you're after.
Well, what would you mean, like, say, I am right. You'd say, ain't I?
I'd say, well, I know I'm right.
All right. I skip 4 and 5 and 6.